Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome everyone to today's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. My name is Cassandra Job, the presenter of today's broadcast, which is hosted by Philip Benga Ajistafe. He is also today's speaker. Today's topic for discussion is In the Grip of Fear. To avoid any background interference, we ask that you please put your phones on mute while listening. May the Lord bless this ministry. Thank you.
Thank you, and I welcome you one more time to this segment of Blog Talk Radio, Apologetic Christian Apologetics. As the presenter has just announced, the topic of today's Blog Talk Radio is In the Grip of Fear. I'm not going to dwell too much in what we call fear or phobia, but as we know, there are more than 100 classified fears, form of fears, different form of fear. Agoraphobia, fear of height, fear of darkness, fear of this, and I know that one out of 10 of human populations were suffering from one form of this fear or the other. But on this broadcast, what I want to talk about is called the spirit of fear. Fear is an emotion, emotional reactions. But when we talk about divine, fear can be a spirit that tormented human life. Just as we know, this is a Christian apologetics broadcast radio. I believe God created heavens and earth. He is exists to himself alone. And he is the Lord and the one that reigneth in their fears, for everything he created are for him. Both spirit is seen, and both seen and unseen. There's no argument. This is a belief. And that this is what sometimes I try to choose to lead or walk securely in not what they know, but in what they believe. Take note. When you believe your beliefs and you doubt your doubts, your belief, which is your faith, is absolutely rely on whom you believe. It's like I'm digressing a little bit, but I want to establish this concept within the stipulated time, and I will not waste time by the grace of God. But it's very advisable and peaceful to put our trust in God. When I say in God, the Bible says in the book of Psalm 82:6, we are little gods. I'm not talking about little gods, but I'm talking about God, in which God, the Bible calls, is a spirit, and said, those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in the truth. What is philosophy? philosophy is a roller coaster. Don't let us go there. In the grip of fear. And I said, we have more than 100 classified different forms of this emotion, fear. I've seen some people that they cannot go through tunnel. They will pass out. Fear. Fear, I believe God created fear. In every human life, even in animals, to make us respond adequately in the cases of emergencies. But when we are being controlled by this spirit, there is danger. Because the Bible says in the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 1, verse 7, that God does not give us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and sound mind. Power, love, sound mind. Where you have power, even you know that snake is poisonous, but you have a sound mind of how to tame or to manipulate him to subject to you by love, which is very advanced in definition. I pray God in his infinite mercy will give us the understanding to comprehend this volatile topic in the grip of fear. The spirit of fear. Fear is a very dangerous thing. It terrorizes human life. I will give examples as much as I can. Then I will leave everything to God himself to give us the understanding, as many that tune in into this broadcast or will tune it later. In the grip of fear. Also, I want to differentiate between fear and worry. Because sometimes we always have misconstrued or interchanging worry and fear together. Worry are mostly things that we just think about that will never exist. But fear is an objective. Of course, we have no control over our will, our feeling. But God gave us the willpower to control our feeling. Fear is a physical thing that threatening us. For instance, if in the wilderness and you are not a trained hunter, when we encounter a lion that was caged, we can move around the cage as long as we know that it has been increasing. But what if any accident or things it let loose and it's hungry? You see it, we are bound to run for safety. When it's in cage, there's no fear. Because the barrier has taken his power, that when he set loose and is now running after us, he become a terror. It's a lion you see physically. But we worry sometimes, or mostly, for something that does not exist. Just like I said, many of us believe that God knows everything concerning our life. But we, as an individual, may know the past and the present. But I want you to know that God also knows the future, which we cannot know. That because past and present, and we are not sure of the next thing tomorrow, we worry. Based on the data that we have for today and yesterday. And that's why I said, it is very, very advisable and peaceful to walk securely in not what you know, in what we believe, and believe in Jehovah Lord, Jehovah God, the Lord of the great of universe, in the grip of fear. I will establish some of these passages in the Bible. Do you know what I mean? Chapter 1, verse 8 says, "See, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give them and their descendants after them." Moses was talking to the Israelites in the wilderness. After they are about to enter into the promised land, if you're a Bible reader or if you have the story, you will know, most of us have heard about the story of the Exodus, the Israelites' journey in the wilderness. After being afflicted, or being slavery for more than 400 years in the land of Egypt, for a purpose known to God and to glorify himself. And when it is time that God wants to free them, and he gave commandment to Moses and sent Moses to Pharaoh to let his children, his people, leave, we know that with the mighty hand of God, that God delivered the Israelites. And as we know, God has promised Abraham in the book of Genesis that he's going to give Abraham's descendant the land in which the present Israelites were occupying right now. This is a divine covenant. But we are talking about in the grip of fear. And God was sending these people, the slaves, to go and possess the land that the Bible said it devoured its inhabitants. Just like I give the illustration that a single man versus a lion. Or let me use, what do you ask the deer to do when confronted by lion? But it's not about comparison. It is about God's omnipotence, that want to gain honor for himself, and that he want the humanity that he created in his own image to believe and to trust him so that we can do impossible in the grip of fear. I will use this text just to corroborate what I just said. In the book of Exodus, chapter 14, first time, I will read quickly, then I will summarize because of our time. And when Pharaoh drew near, Exodus chapter 14, verse 10, and when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. So they were very afraid, and the children of Israel cried out to the Lord. You see what I've just said. Then they said to Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, have you taken us away to die in the wilderness? Why have you so dealt with us to bring us? Is this not the word that we told you in Egypt, saying, let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians? For it will have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. And the Lord said to Moses, why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward, but lift up your rod and strike out your hand over the sea and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And I, indeed, will harden the heart of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them. So I will gain honor over Pharaoh and over all his army, his chariots and his horsemen. Then the Egyptian shall know that I am the Lord, when I have gained honor for myself over Pharaoh, his chariots, and his army. This passage, if you read it carefully, you will see what fear can do as against ability to fulfill our destiny. Fear. I said, fear disregards God's plan. The book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3 said, to everything there is a season and a time for a purpose for everything under the heart. When man is being controlled by this spirit of fear, it will disregard God's plan. God's plan for the Israelites is to take them from to liberate them from slavery and take them to possess the land of Canaan. Two, fear distorted God's purposes. God's plan, push. God has told the Israelites they have seen the miracle just like we too, living in this present time. We have experienced many things in our life, which by miracle we survive it. As a believer that put their trust in God, we attribute God all this, our way of escape to the miracle of God Almighty. But most often time, when another thing that does not look like or go in agreement with our destiny, service. We succumb to this spirit of fear. And then this is the spirit of fear. When we work too long in that spirit, it will disregard God's plan for our life. It will distort God's purposes. We will not see solution. Just like the Israelites forgot about God's promises that is stepping down to the land of Canaan, to promised land. They are not here yet. But what they are saying is the army of Egypt, Pharaoh, the slave master of the old, tried to recapture them. But because they were being controlled by the spirit of fear, they lose the confidence in the promises of God. They lose. They were so fearful. The purpose of God, the vision, has been distorted. Fear, discourage, is just like an infectious disease. If a single man is afraid, he can affect the whole family. That is why, as a Christian, as a believer, we should pray unto God to deliver our fear and to help us to banish it so that we can overcome it. I'm not saying you can live a life without fear. Sometimes there's nothing wrong in visiting it because it's the word God created for us to respond in case of emergency. But I'm talking when it becomes a spirit, then it negates what God has said in the Bible, that he said, do not be afraid. Go and possess the land. And everyone that God created, we are for his own image and for a purpose. Fear. Disbelieve God's promises. The Israelites, of course, they saw the Pharaoh. Of course, they were at the Red Sea. But like I said, what we know, the knowledge, and the knowledge can be corrupt because anything that man created, just like Aristotle said, human nature is corrupt with wickedness and give false principles. Even the Bible says the heart of man is deceived from desperately wicked. Who can know it? Human nature is very puffed off, the knowledge. Show of power. Power that cannot give peace. Power that cannot bring restoration. For the Bible says, the race is not necessary for those that can run. Just like in water, every thought thinking about a one man in Brazil and the coach, the history proves that it is not. That is what is happening in the whole world. Every power is just to bring peace to the human society. But alas, it always chaos. Fear, disbelief, God promises. The Israelites, when you read that passage, now forget about the promises of God. Because what they saw, and immediately their sin is now made them to disbelieve God's promises. They prefer to be enslaved. Fear, disobey God's principle. If God said, I'm not giving you the spirit of fear, but power, love, and sound mind, and anyone that succumbs to this spirit of fear, we are disobeying God. And the Bible said, whoever has no something to do and doing not is a sin. After this, just because of our time, I have to rush. What are we going to do to overcome this spirit of fear? Number one, we must confront our fear. Confront our fear. If you don't confront your enemy, if you don't confront the force indictment. How will you know that God can deliver? We must confess, number two, our fear. We have to go to God as believers that put their trust in God to confess, to ask Him to help us. The Bible says in the book of Psalm 27, verse 1, it says, the Lord is my life and salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, the evil man, that you can read all, we have to confess our fear. Moses, when people are just shouting, he said, in verse 13, in Exodus chapter 14, he said, Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptian whom you see today, you shall see again, no more forever. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. We have to confess our fear and ask God to give us the spirit to overcome it. I'm asking in the name of Jesus Christ to banish this spirit of fear. Number three, I said, cultivate relationship with God. This is most essential one. If you don't believe in God, if you don't believe in political statement over every political situation, then your faith in politics, and which can never grant any peace, which is if you put your trust in what doctor say or the lawyer, then we are being controlled by this spirit of fear, which I said disregard God's plan, distorted God's purpose, disbelieve God's promises, and that God does not give us this spirit. Therefore, as we journey, I pray that we should cultivate the spirit and to make a relationship with God, and will help us to overcome our fear. Thank you for listening. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. Due to pre-scheduled events, there will not be a broadcast in 2 weeks. But please tune in for another broadcast on Sunday, August 17th, 2014. On which the topic will be The Other Side of Nothing at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. Please tune in and may God bless you. Thank you.